So most recently in the Gemara on Daf Yudalet on Beis and Kiddushin, we were trying to find the makar to say that you can use Kinyan Kasef to acquire an Eved Ivri. The Gemara broke it down into really four cases of Eved Ivri: an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a guy, an Eved Ivri who is sold by Bezdin into slavery, an Amaha Ivriya, and an Eved Ivri who sells himself. And the trickiest one was the Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery. And the Gemara said, so what's the makar to say that you can use kesef to acquire him? So the Gemara said, we have two options. Either you say sachir sachir, gzer shav sachir sachir, linking the psukim about machruhu bezdin to the psukim about mocher atzmo. So we would learn out the same way that an eved ivri who is sold by bezdin into slavery, that you can use kinyan kesef to acquire him. So too, an eved ivri who sells himself into slavery to a yid, that you can use kinyan kesef to acquire him. The Gemara said, but wait a second, but we know that there's a shita out there that doesn't buy into this gzer shav of sachar sachar, so how would that shita learn that you can use kinyan kesef to acquire an eved ivri when he sells himself into slavery? So the Gemara said, we have the pasuk, we have v'chi sasig, linking the psukim regarding an eved ivri who sells himself to a guy with the psukim that discuss an eved ivri who sells himself to a yid. Okay, and that's what we learned with Chisasek. So now the Gemara wants to know, well, who exactly is this Tana that doesn't buy into the Gzer Shavav Sachar Sachar? So the Gemara is going to give a few suggestions. The first one that the Gemara suggests is that there is a machloikis in a braisa between the Tanakama and Reb Eliezer, or Reb Elazar, depending on the Gersa, regarding four comparisons or distinctions between an Eved Ivri who is Mocher Atzmo, and an Eved Ivri who was sold by Bezdin. And so the Braisa compares and contrasts these two Avadim when it comes to, number one, conditioning to sell yourself for longer than the typical term of 6 years. That's number one. Number two, regarding whether either of these Avadim can opt for Ritzia. Number three, regarding whether the master is expected to provide Ha'anaka. And number four, whether the master is allowed to give a shivcha kananis to this Eved to be with to produce children. And so, Rabbi Lazar has the simple position, and that is that the halachos governing the mocher atzmo are the same as the halachos governing the Eved who was sold by Bezdin. And that is that, number one, when it comes to conditioning to serve longer than six, it's not possible. Neither Eved... there cannot be a tenai by either Eved going into the Avdus that he can be sold for longer than 6 years. Number two, regarding Ritzia, both of them can opt for Ritzia. Number three, both of them are eligible for Ha'anaka, that the master would have to provide gifts upon the conclusion of their service. And number four, that both of them can be given a Shifcha Kananis to be with by their master in order to produce children. That's Rabbi Elazar's Shita, that the halachos are the same for both the Mocher Atzmo, the Eved who sells himself into slavery, and the Eved who is sold by Bezdin. Now, the Tanakama's position is that basically the halachas are different for the Mocher Atzmo and the Eved who is sold by Bezdin regarding all four of these dinim. That number one, when it comes to conditioning to sell yourself for longer than the typical term of 6 years, the Tanakama holds that if you sell yourself into slavery, then you can make such a condition. But when you're sold by Bezdin, you cannot be sold longer than 6 years. When it comes to the discussion of Ritzia, so the Tanakhama holds that a person who sells himself into slavery cannot become Nirtza, he cannot opt for Ritzia. But when it comes to Machru Bezdin, then he can opt for Ritzia. When it comes to the discussion of Ha'anaka, the Tanakhama holds that if he sells himself into slavery, then he's not eligible for Ha'anaka, while if he was sold by Bezdin, then he is eligible for Ha'anaka. And then the final discussion about whether a master can give him a Shivcha Kananis to produce children with. So if you sell yourself into slavery, the master cannot do that. And when it comes to an Eved who was sold by Bezdin, then the master can give him a Shivcha Kananis. So the net outcome over here is that according to Rebbe Elazar, the halachos are the same, basically, for these four aspects. So the halachas are the same for both the Eved who sells himself into slavery and the Eved who is sold by Bezdin into slavery. Mashenkin, according to the Tanakhama, the dinim are different for all four of these issues. The dinim are different for the Mocher Atzmo and the Mocher Bezdin. So the Gemara wants to know, why is it that according to Tanakhama, the rules are different for these two avarim, and according to Rav Elazar, the rules are the same? So the Gemara presumes, could be because Rav Elazar holds of the Gezer Shava of Sacher Sacher, and that's why the rules, because he links the topic of Mechru Bezin to the topic of an Eved who sells himself into slavery, so therefore the rules are the same. The halachas are the same. Masha'inkin, for the Tanakhama, he doesn't buy into the Gezer Shava of Sacher Sacher, and that's why he holds that there are four distinctions for Mechru Atmo and an Eved that was sold by Bezin. So now we found the Tana, who does not hold of the Gezer Shava of Sacher Sacher. That's what the Gemara suggests. So Rav Tavyumi quotes Abayi and saying, no, that's not necessarily true. You don't have to say that both Tanakam and Rav Elazar, that there's a disagreement about Sacher Sacher. Really, it's possible for the Tanakama to agree to the Gezer Shav of Sacher Sacher. But the obvious question is that if the Tanakam agrees to the Gezer Shav of Sacher Sacher, then why is it that he comes up with four distinctions between an Eved who sells himself into slavery versus an Eved who sold into slavery by Besin? Shouldn't the halachos be the same if you learn this Gezer Shava? So now the Gemara has to go through and explain how it is that if the Tanakama holds of this Gezer Shava of Sacher Sacher, why it is that he comes up with these four distinctions. One, with respect to selling yourself for longer than 6 years. Two, with respect to opting for tzia. Three, with respect to being eligible for ha'anaka. And four, with respect to the master being able to give the Eved a shivcha kananis. So the first question about where it is that the Tanakhama comes up with this distinction regarding sell yourself for longer than 6 years, that he said that a mochar atzmo can be sold for longer than 6 years, while a mochru besin cannot be sold for longer than 6 years. Where does he get that from? So Tanakhama could explain that he learns it after the pasuk of avatcha sheish shanim. That in the context of the psukim in Sefer Devarim, where it discusses an evidiri who was sold by Bezdin, so the psukim say over there, ki macher lecha achicha ha'ivri o ha'ivriya va'avatcha sheish shanim. So why does it say he should serve you? So and he should serve you. So the way that the Chacham would understand this pasuk is that they say, oh, only this Eved is bound by this pasuk of serving you for specifically 6 years, but not an Eved who sells himself into slavery, because an Eved who sells himself into slavery is not restricted to 6 years. He can serve for longer than 6 years. That's what the Tanakhama would understand. The obvious question is, that seems like a pretty compelling taina. So what would Rav Elazar do with the pasuk of Avatcha? So Rav Elazar would tell you, no, Avatcha teaches you that he has to serve you, and specifically you. But if you were to die, he wouldn't have to serve your Yarshim. So the question, of course, is, then how does the Tanakhama know that halacha, that an Eved Ivri who sold by Bezin doesn't have to serve your Yarshim if you die before the term is up? So the Tanakhama could argue back, no, there's a different pasuk. When the pasuk discusses providing hainaka, the pasuk says, don't be so annoyed, he served you after all for 6 years. So it says over there, but avatcha. So the Tanakhama could argue, oh, that pasuk avatcha is teaching you he served you, as opposed to the fact that he doesn't have to serve your yarshim. So the question is, so that seems like a pretty good response. So what's Rav Elazar going to do with that pasuk of avatcha? So Rav Elazar says, very simple, that pasuk is telling you nothing more than with the pasuk, the purpose of that pasuk is just to palliate the master. Don't be so annoyed by the fact that you have to provide this Eved with ha'anaka. After all, he served you for 6 years. That's what the purpose of that pasuk is. Okay, so either way, that's the first issue regarding where it is that the Tanakhama came up with the distinction between Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery and an Eved Ivri who is sold by Bezdin. Why is it that for the Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery, he can be sold for longer than 6 years, while the Mechru Bezdin Eved cannot be sold for 6 years? So basically, there's a special meat in the pasuk of Avat Chashay Shanim. Okay. Now, the second issue that the Tanakhama spelled out as a distinction between an Eved who sells himself into slavery and an Eved who is sold by Bezdin is with respect to opting for Ritzia. So where do we see that an Eved who sells himself cannot opt for Ritzia, is not Shayach in Ritzia, but when it comes to an Eved who is sold by Bezdin, then he is eligible for Ritzia. So the Tanakhama will tell you, oh, well, even though there's Sacher Sacher, but the fact of the matter is there's a special meat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, again, in the context of those Psukim, now, I'm sorry, this time we're jumping to Sefer Shmos, with the Psukim write, V'higisho Adonav Elohim, Vihigisho El Hadelas, So the Pasuk says you have to bore a hole in his ear. Why does the Pasuk say that? Why does the Pasuk say V'ratzah Adonav es azno v'martzeah? So the Tanakam understands that this is to tell you that only his ear can be bored to turn him into a nirtza, as opposed to somebody else. Who's the somebody else? An Eved who sells himself into slavery. You cannot bore his ear to turn him into a nirtza. So, now the way the Rashi explains this point is just that this miyut over here is superfluous, because we already know from the Pesukim in Devarim, it says, V'nasacha bi'azno. So once I have the Pesukim in Devarim, why do I need this Pasuk in Shemos? That's how Rashi explains that point in the Gemara. Okay, so now the obvious question is, wait a second, the Tanakhama seems to have a pretty valid point. The Pasuk seems to have a miyut telling you that specifically an Eved who was sold by Bezdin is Shaykh in Ritzia, but not an Eved who sells himself into slavery. So what's your laws are going to do with this miyut in the Pasuk when it says, for it's Adonav, as Azno. So the Gemara explains, Rav Elazar uses that for something else. Rav Elazar uses that for Gezer Shava, because how do you know which ear the right or the left to do Ritzia on? So Rav Elazar would tell you, we have a Gezer Shava from Mitzorah, that by Mitzorah we know that you apply oil to the right ear. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra Yadalad, Yadalad Chavches, the Pasuk says, V'nasan ha-goen min ha-shemen asher al-kapo, al-tnuch ozen hamita her hayimanis. It says that you apply the oil to the right ear. And so, the same way that you use the right ear by Mitzorah, we use a Gezer Shava of Azno Ozen to teach you that you use the right ear for Ritzia as well. So the question is, how's the Tanakhama going to learn out that halacha? So the answer is because there's a difference between the word ozen and ozno. The Torah didn't have to say ozno. The pasuk, if all we needed ozno for was to teach you a gzir shava, to link it to the psukim of Mitzorah, the pasuk would have just said ozen. Why does the pasuk highlight ozno? That's to teach you to highlight his ear as opposed to Mocher Asma's ear. So the question is, that's a pretty good argument. What's Rav Elazar going to do with that point? The fact that the Pasuk is highlighting Azno as opposed to just saying Ozen. So Rav Elazar will talk, no, that's to teach you it's his ear as opposed to her ear, meaning that an Amay Ivriya is not Shaykh in Ritzia. Only an Eved Ivri is Shaykh in Ritzia. So it's his ear as opposed to her ear, referring to the Amay Ivriya. So the question, of course, is, if the Tanakham understands that the Pasuk is highlighting his ear to teach you the Eved Ivri who was sold by Bezdin's ear, as opposed to an Eved Ivri who sold himself into slavery, so then how does the Tanakhama know that an Ami Ivriya is not Shaykh in Ritzia? So the Tanakhama will tell you, that's from the Psukim in Shemos, in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Pasuk says, V'ma'amar yomar ha'eved, ahavti es adoni es ishti ves benai, lo etzei chafshi. Now what do you see? That in that Pasuk, when the Psukim are discussing an Eved who is opting for Ritzia, it says, V'ma'amar yomar ha'eved. If the Eved is the one who says, Ahavtias Adonias Ishti, etc. So that sounds like it's only the Eved who's shaykh to say such a thing, and not an Amay Ivriya. And so that's where Velazar would learn, and that's where the Tanakhama would learn the halacha, that specifically an Eved can opt for Ritzia, and not an Amaha Ivriya. So the question is, what does Rav Elazar do with that pasuk? So he says, Rav Elazar will tell you, it says Ha-Eved, it says the Eved. Why does it say the Eved? Why is it focusing on that? Why is it focusing on the fact that he's an Eved? So the point is, Rav Elazar tells you, because there's a halacha that in order to be Shaykh in Ritzia, the Eved has to express his wishes to opt for Ritzia while he's still an Eved. If he does it when he's no longer an Eved, he's not Shaykh in Ritzia. So that's why the Pasuk highlights the fact that he's an Eved. So the Tanakhama will tell you back, no, that's not what the purpose of that Pasuk is. That's not only how you learn it. I can still learn out to teach you the Eved as opposed to an Amun. I also can teach you that halacha, because the Pasuk highlights the fact that it's the Eved. Ha-Eved, that's how you see that. Why doesn't Rav Elazar like that? Because he doesn't buy into the halacha. He doesn't think that you can darshan anything from the fact that the Pasuk says Ha-Eved over Eved. Okay, but either way, the bottom line is from this part of the Gemara is that, again, the question was, where does the Tanakhama get it? If the Tanakhama does hold of the Gezer Shava of Sacher, then why does he distinguish between an Eved who is sold by Bezin and an Eved who sells himself into slavery when it comes to opting for Ritzia? So the basic answer is that there's a special meat in the Pesukim that teach you for Ritzah Adonav as says no, Bamartzeah, and then the only question is, how does each Tana juggle these Pesukim? Okay. Now, as far as the third distinction that the Tanakhama makes between an Eved who is sold by Bezin and an Eved who sells himself into slavery was whether he's eligible for Ha'anaka, whether the master has to provide him with these gifts upon the conclusion of his service. So the Tanakhama said, if he sells himself into slavery, he's not eligible for Ha'anaka. If the master sells him, if he's sold by Bezin into slavery, then he is eligible for Ha'anaka. And of course, the question is, if the Tanakhama truly does hold of the Gzeresh of Sacher Sacher, why does he distinguish between these two Avadim when it comes to Ha'anaka? So the Gemara explains that Tanakhama would tell you there's a miyut in the Psukim once again. The Psukim that discuss Hanaka say Ha'anik Ta'anik Lo, that you provide him with Hanaka. And this is, of course, in the context of an Eved who was sold by Bezin. So it sounds like him specifically should be provided with Hanaka, as opposed to a Mocher Atzmo. So the question is, that's a pretty solid taina, so why doesn't Rav Elazar agree with that? So the answer is, Rav Elazar uses that Pasuk of Lo to teach you, you have to provide him with Hanaka, and not his Yorshim. What does that mean? Suppose an Eved were reached the conclusion of his servitude, and now the master has to provide him with Hanaka. But before the master gets around to providing him with Hanaka, the Eved dies. But the Eved has a whole bunch of kids. So are the Yarshim entitled to Hanaka? So Rav Elazar would teach you off. In this pasuk you see that it's only the Eved who's entitled to the Hanaka and not his kids. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, that's ridiculous. The pasuk, we know, calls him a Sacher. And so it treats him like a Sacher. And so if the Pasuk treats him like a Sacher, the same way that a Sacher's kids are entitled to the work or to the value for his work, if you didn't get around to giving it to the Sacher, so why should this Eved Ivri be any different? So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, Rav Elazar uses the word lo to teach you that you have to provide him with Hanaka as opposed to his Baal Chov with Hanaka. Well, what does that mean? That means that suppose the Eved owes somebody money. Now the question is, how is he going to pay back the debt? Well, suppose somebody owes the Eved money in turn. So you would say, so the Baal Chov can go directly to the person who owes the Eved money and collect that money from that fellow. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Why would you think that? So the answer is because there's the principle of Rav Nassan. Rav Nassan understands that suppose the bank loans Reuven money. And the bank is a Jew, so the bank loans Reuven money, and now Reuven owes the bank $100. But then Reuven loans $100 to Shimon. Well, now when Reuven defaults on the loan, so the bank can go directly to Shimon to collect the debt, because Shimon is going to owe the money to Reuven, and Reuven is going to owe the money back to the bank. And where do we learn that from? We learn that from the Pasuk, V'nasan l'ashir Hashem lo. When the Pesukim discuss paying back a creditor, the Pesukim say you have to give it to the person who's owed the money. It doesn't focus on the person who borrowed the money. The Pesukim focus on the person who's owed the money. So we don't really care how he gets the money. If he gets it from Reuven or if he gets it from Shimon, ultimately it goes back to the creditor. And so that's Rav Nassan's principle. If that's the case, if an Eved owes somebody money, and now the somebody, meaning the owner of the Eved, owes the Eved money, because he has to provide him with Hanukkah, so you would think, the Baal Chov should go straight to the person, the creditor, the person whom the Eved owes money to, should go directly to the Aron and collect the Hanukkah that would have gone to the Eved. And so this Pasuk of Lo comes to teach you, according to Rav Elazar, the Pasuk of Lo comes to teach you that specifically the Eved is the person who's entitled to the Hanukkah and not his Baal Chov. That's what Rav Elazar uses it for. And so the question then is, well, how's the Tanakhama going to learn that halacha? How does the Tanakhama know that the Hanukkah goes directly to the Eved as opposed to the Baal Chov? So the Gemara explains, the Tanakhama doesn't hold like Rav Nassan ever. So if you don't hold of Rav Nassan's principle, you wouldn't need a pasuk to come to teach you not to apply Rav Nassan's principle in this case. Okay, so now the point is at this point in the Gemara that, again, the third point that the Tanakhama had made was that there's a distinction between Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery and an Eved Ivri who is sold by Bezin. Regarding Hanaka, that we said that an Eved Ivri who is sold by Bezin is eligible for Hanaka, and an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery is not eligible. Where does he get the distinction from? The answer is there's a special meat in the Pesukim. The Pesukim say Hanik Tanik Lo, specifically he is entitled, the person who is sold by Bezin is entitled to Hanaka and not a Mocher Atzmo. The Gemara deals with the final point that the Tanakhama made, and that is that there's a distinction between an Eved who's sold by Bezin and an Eved who sells himself into slavery when it comes to giving him a Shivcha Kananis to be with in order to produce children. that we said if Bezin sold him into slavery, then the master can give him a Shivcha Kananis to be with to produce children. But if he sells himself into slavery, the master is not allowed to do that. The question is, if the Tanakhama holds of the Gezirah Shavah of Sachar Sachar, where does the Tanakhama get this distinction from? So the Gemara says, oh, well, the Tanakhama gets it from the Psukim. Again, there's a mir in the Psukim that teaches us, it says, Im Adonav Yiten Lo Isha. That when the Psukim discuss, this time in Shemot, in Sefer Shemot and Parshas Mishpat, when the Psukim discuss the master giving him a wife to be with, it says, Im Adonav Yiten Lo Isha by Machruhu Bezdin. So it's specifically to him that the master can give in Isha, but not to a Mocher Atzmo. So the question is, well, that seems like a pretty reasonable taina. Why doesn't Rav Elazar agree with that? What does he use the meat for? So the Gemara explains, oh, he uses lo to teach you that the master can give him, the slave, an Isha to be with, whether he wants to or not, even if it's Bal Karcho, that you can push it through, yitin lo, regardless. So the question is, well, how does a Tanakhama learn the halacha that a master can give an Eved Ivri a Shivcha to be with Bal Karcho? So the answer is, the Tanakhama would learn it out from the Pasuk of Ki Mishnah Skar Sachar. When the Psukim discuss that a master has to provide his Eved with Hanaka, the Psukim say, you know, you shouldn't be so annoyed by having to send him out now, because after all, Ki Mishnah Skar Sachar Avatcha. He worked for you double that of a Skar Sachar. So the question is, what does it mean that an Eved Ivri worked double that of a Sachar? We know that a Sachar works by daytime. So you want to tell me that it's possible that Eved Ivri worked double that? He worked by day and by night? It can't be, because we know from a different pasuk where it says, Ki tov lo imav, that you have to treat your Eved very nicely. So if that's the case, how is it possible to satisfy this pasuk of Ki mishnach tzar tzachar? How is it possible that he can work double for you if you treat him nicely? So Rabbi Yitzchak explains, this pasuk is teaching you that you can give your Eved work to do by night by giving him Shivcha Kananis to be with, that he'll produce children with her for you. And so, what you see is from this pasuk, you could see from this pasuk, according to Tanakhama, Ki mishnach tzar tzachar, that a master can give a Shivcha Kananis to his Eved to be with. And the Tanakhama understands that that teaches you that even Bal Karcho you can give it to him. So Rav Elazar's Tana is, well, how on earth do you see from that pasuk that you can do Bal Karcho? It just says that you give him double the work to do. It doesn't say anything about Bal Karcho. Maybe that's only if he's on board with it. So that's why, according to Rav Elazar, you need the pasuk of Im Adonav Yiten Lo Isha to teach you specifically that you can give him a Shivcha Kananis to be with, regardless of whether he wants it or not. And so, to summarize, we said in the Braisa, we tried to find out who's the Tana who holds, who doesn't buy into the Gzer Shav of Sachar Sachar. We thought it was the Tanakhama presented in this Machlokas in the Braisa between the Tanakhama and Rav Elazar regarding whether we distinguish or compare the halachos for a Mocher Atzmo and an Eved who is sold by Bezin. Rav Elazar felt that the halachos were the same for both of them regarding these four issues, and the Tanakhama felt that regarding these four issues, there's distinction between the two. And so the question was, why does the Tanakhama distinguish between the two? It must be because the Tanakhama doesn't learn of the Gezer Shava of Sachar Sachar, while Rav Elazar does, and Abaye comes along to say, oh, no, the Tanakhama really does hold of the Gezer Shava of Sachar Sachar. So why does he distinguish between Eved who's sold by Bezin and Eved who's Mocher Atzmo when it comes to these four issues? Oh, that's because he learns that there's different miyutim in the Pesukim to teach you that regarding these four issues, the halachos for Eved Ivri who's sold by Bezin is different than the halachos that govern Eved Ivri who sold himself into slavery.